Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not sending anything, and I am conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, the internet, or television?
No.
No? Okay. Would you like to give us an answer with the survey?
Pardon?
Would you like to give us a hand with this survey? It only takes about 5 minutes.
What is the nature of the survey?
It's about politics, national politics.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. let's do it. Thank you so much. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote.
Yeah, I will definitely vote.
Thank you so much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat with reasonable thought to other people, but I would say, for the most part, Democrat.
And would you consider yourself a strong Democrat or a not-so-strong Democrat?
No, I would probably say strong.
Thank you. In the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And what is your age, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 85.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White. I mean, I don't know. No,
okay.
I mean, but...
Okay, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November of this year, 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where the 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year.
No, it would be a 10. I vote in every election.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Just satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
For the most part, approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
I think the whole Congress, Democrat and Republican, are doing a very poor job.
Okay, so that would be a strong disapproval?
I would want to interpret that.
Okay, thank you. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Okay. The first issue is protecting voting rights and democracy.
I think that's being done. So how would I answer that?
Well, do you think it's very important or not so important or somewhat important?
Well, I would say it's important. I would give it a 10.
A 10, okay. How about...
Well, that's like rather a tricky question because... Yes, it's important, but it's not like I don't think it isn't being done. I mean,
yes.
I think that every effort is made to do that, to
okay.
make it fair.
I understand. Thank you. Next issue, combating climate change and protecting the environment.
I think that's also probably a 10.
Okay, thank you. What about lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
Do you have a question about having insurance for everyone? I mean, we're one of the only countries of our type that doesn't have a national health program.
So you would say it's very important, right?
Well, I think it's important, but again, you know, you could interpret my 10 several different ways.
Yes.
You know, I don't necessarily think that the cost is going to be lower. It costs money if we provided everyone in the country with a decent insurance program.
Okay, thank you. How about banning assault weapons?
Or health care, provided people with health care. I shouldn't call that an insurance program.
Okay. How about banning assault weapons?
Yes, I think that's very important.
Okay.
Yes.
What about
how they ever got in people's hands. Okay.
What about fighting inflation and improving the economy?
Well, that's kind of a world problem. I don't think we can totally control that. So I would put that somewhere in the middle because, I mean, it's not like a president or even a Congress can totally control that.
Okay. What about improving K-12 education?
Yes, of course, that's important.
So what number would you give it?
I would give it a 10.
Okay, thank
you. But how are you going to do that?
Yeah, that's a different issue.
The more schools we have, the more it weakens our public education.
Okay, what about banning TikTok?
I guess that's not even one I... put me down for a 5 for that.
Okay.
I mean, I've not read anything that has convinced me that it's totally banned. It probably is because it's Chinese owned, but I don't think that's the most important issue here.
Okay. What about protecting our personal data online from foreign countries?
Repeat that one, please.
Protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
I think it should be protected from everyone, foreign or not.
So a 10?
Yes.
Okay, and addressing immigration and border issues.
Okay.
Did you say a 10?
Well, yes, but I don't like the way these questions are worded because it doesn't really tell you how I feel about the issue.
Yes, it's important.
You know, important doesn't mean the same thing to me as to my next door neighbor. You know, if you can't specify how it's important to you or even any idea of how it could be fixed. Yes, I think they need to fix it, and yes, I would say I can.
Okay, thank you. Next question.
But I don't think you can have someone running around the country saying that they're sending us their murderers and rapists and on down their evil list, mentally ill. I mean, that is no help whatsoever.
Okay.
You know, the truth of the matter is, if I lived in some of the countries these people come from, I'd want to be in this country, too.
Okay, thank you. And next question, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Yes or no?
Or do I believe that both of them are spending their time on issues that, what was your last point?
That are important to you.
I don't think Congress is spending time on any issues.
Okay, thank you. Next question. You answered that the President and or Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote?
Oh, no, I will definitely be voting.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to
be encouraging others to vote.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay? So the first one is Republicans in Congress. What number would you give it?
Yeah, well, you hate to group them all together, but I would give them a 5.
Okay. Thank you. What about
not all that, but some of them certainly are.
What about the platform YouTube?
YouTube? What about YouTube? Oh.
What number?
I watch YouTube all the time.
So you would give it a favorable number, more closer to 100?
Yeah.
What number?
I don't know. I've never seen anything I thought was upsetting on there. I'd say 90. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. What about Donald Trump?
Is there a 0?
Yes. What about TikTok?
I hesitate to comment on that because while I know it and I receive things that are sent on from it, I do not know that much about the details of it. So
okay, that's okay.
I'm going to say, I don't know, 25.
Okay, that's fine. If you don't know, you don't know. Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
I would put Joe Biden probably at 75.
75, okay. What about Cory Booker?
I know who he is, but I don't know anything horrible.
Okay, that's fine. What about the platform X, formerly known as Twitter?
Well, there's another one I don't use.
Okay.
What about 25 or something?
Okay. What about Cornel West?
About who?
Cornel West.
Oh, Cornel West. I don't know that I know who that is.
Okay. What about Charlemagne the God?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, thank you. What about Democrats in Congress?
Well, I should probably gather that I'm not real crazy about Congress, but I don't know. I'd give them a 65.
65?
Yeah.
Okay, and the last one would be Mark Zuckerberg.
A 50, I guess I'm just kind of...
Okay,
neutral.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And now, I know it's still a long way off, but what But if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, for whom would you vote?
So now I know who West is. So I guess I know all the rest of them. I certainly don't know him. I would vote for Biden.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
I think at this point, a good share of it is fear of Trump being reelected.
Okay.
I mean, I think that Biden's done an okay job. I think both of them are too old for the job.
Okay. Thank you. Changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? A great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all? Hello? Hello? Hello, hello, hello. Ma'am, are you still there? Ah, she hung up.